And now this is a dictation for Gladys, G-L-A-D-Y-S, Strong, S-T-R-O-N-G, June 22nd, 37, addresses a letter to Kaylin Guidman, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Gladys, chronic kidney disease, underlying diabetes, hypertension, CHF, last visit September. No hospital admission, chronic diarrhea, constipation fluctuating, stable appetite and weight, no nausea, vomiting, no urinary symptoms, no chest pain palpitation, orthopnea, PND, denies dyspnea, some degree of fatigue on activity, some lightheadedness on bending but no syncope, review system done, medication list review. I will highlight the Jardiance, Aldactone, a number of supplements, cholesterol management. Present weight 145, blood pressure 117.68. Bilateral, there is no localized valvulitis, no gross arrhythmia, no respiratory distress, no ascites, no edema, has a systolic murmur, probably aortic. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.25, slowly progressive, 121, 108. Present GFR 41, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia. Prior urine, November, at the time of infection was abnormal, urine will be updated. Has small kidneys, 9.1, 8.8 right and left, without obstruction or urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease. Probably not related to diabetes or hypertension, as they appear well controlled. She has congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, but clinically appears to be stable. She's not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. She's tolerating Jardiance without urinary tract infection. We will update urine depending on activity for inflammation, blood protein. We might do some serology testing. I did not change any medicines today. Continue to follow.